Hi, it's Fabi Fab, and I have a special announcement. Latinos Who Lunch is doing a special tour of the Neon Museum. That's right, Babelito and I are doing a Spanglish tour October 7th at 4 p.m. So go on neonmuseum.org and go to happenings, and you'll see our special tour there. You can click to buy tickets there, and if you enter offer code Latinos Who Lunch, that's right, discount code Latinos Who Lunch, you'll get a $5 discount on your ticket. And that's thanks to the Nevada Humanities. So again, October 7th at 4 p.m., Latinos Who Lunch is doing a Spanglish tour at the Neon Museum. Please join us. Space is limited. So buy your tickets now. I'll put a link up on our website so it's easy to find. And then also put it in our bio on our Instagram. See you guys at the Neon Museum. Enjoy this week's episode. Hi, this is Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like...
Es que no me tienen paciencia.
Hello, hello, hello.
Que show, que show,
que show.
What is cracking?
I'm full, man. It was an interesting meal. What's going on with you?
I'm full too. I can't even move right now. I ate so much. And today, we're just going to get right to it. We have two very special guests. My primos are here in the studio. I have my primo Angel the Second.
Hi.
And Aaliyah.
Hello.
And we just went to go eat some fake Mexican food. So that's what they wanted. I said, what do you guys want? And Angel, you said?
I just wanted fake Mexican food.
What does that mean to you?
Just food that doesn't make sense to the Mexican culture.
So we went to this new place, and they make giant, giant burritos, right?
Yeah.
What did
yeah.
you guys have? Aaliyah, what did you have?
I had a burrito with chicken and half pinto beans and black beans and some lettuce, and yeah.
Did you like it?
It was big and huge and delicious.
Hey, tú, Angel, what do you eat?
I had a burrito with beef, lettuce, jalapenos, salsa, crema, rice, and pinto beans.
When Angel ordered jalapenos, the guy's like, what?
You like spicy food, Angel?
Yeah, I like eating a lot of spicy food.
Nice. So did you guys consider that fake Mexican food?
In Mexico, I don't think they really serve burritos that big.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so. You guys go to Mexico a lot?
Yeah.
When's the last time you went to Mexico?
We just came back from Mexico a few days ago, oh. And we went for like a whole month.
What part of Mexico were you guys at?
We were at Durango, Mexico.
Nice. And what do you guys do in Mexico?
Well, we ride our quads all around the
great,
town.
Great, good, eco-friendly. And, good.
And we eat. Most of the time it's eating from 2 to 4. You eat. It's called siesta time.
Yes.
Yeah. What is your favorite food from Durango?
Probably los tacos. Asada.
Yeah.
I like asada.
Yes, it's the north, so yeah. that's the good stuff over there.
Lots of meat.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food over there?
I love a lot of things, but I think their sopes are really good over there.
Yeah.
Sopes.
Yeah. One time I ate sopes in Guanajuato. It wasn't good.
No.
I don't want to tell the rest of the story.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Angel the Second. Angel the Second. And Aaliyah are both my cousins. Full disclosure here. They have also been part of my artwork. They've been part of Family Fiesta. So if you guys have been to Family Fiesta in Denver or Reno or
Double Negative
or Crystal Bridges Museum, you guys have been to every single one, right?
Yeah.
And their dad is my dad's brother. So we're first cousins. We here at Latinos Who Lunch create a safe space to talk about a lot of things. We talk about pop culture. We just have fun. We talk about food. But we also talk about art and identity and politics. So I want to get into identity a little bit.
But first of all, tell everybody how old you guys are.
Oh yeah, let's put that in perspective.
I just turned 12 yesterday.
What?
Feliz cumpleaños.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I didn't get you. I'm sorry.
But you got drunk in his party.
I know. Thanks to your dad.
You can laugh at the microphone.
I'm 13.
13.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 1 year apart.
A teenager.
So you guys are like best friends?
No.
We're not the best friends. We're more like frenemies.
Oh.
Frenemies. Like, we could be best friends sometimes, but then, again, we could also be enemies.
Okay.
But that's what brother and sisters do. I remember my relationship with my sister. We fought a lot, but we also had a lot of good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Few words on that topic. Let's move on.
Okay, so let's talk about identity a little bit. So, what do you guys identify as? Like, when people say, "What are you?" or "Who are you?" What do you say, or what do you think you are?
Go ahead,
Angelito.
I like to play soccer.
Uh huh.
And I'm Mexican.
Uh huh.
And then I just tell them my name.
Uh huh.
My talents, which are like drumming.
Yes.
I've been playing soccer since I was like 5, so I really love it. It's a good sport. And yeah, that's basically it.
So you're a Mexican soccer player who
drums.
Who drums. Cool.
All of that is part of your identity. Nice. I like that.
Aaliyah?
Well, I play. Well, I don't know if people consider it as a sport or not. It's a discussion. But I do cheer. Uh-huh. And
that's a sport.
Yeah. I think it's a sport.
Yeah.
Other people don't.
I will break my back if I try it. So it is a sport.
There's been a lot of people that have broken things.
Yes.
Shout out to Charlie Hides. Okay, go ahead.
I play cheer, and my favorite color is mint. Like, my whole room is mint.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that identifies me because I love that color.
Mm-hmm.
And singing is kind of good, but I'm not that great at singing. I don't know.
So you're an aspiring singer who does cheer
and loves mint. I like that.
Oh my gosh. Since I asked you guys, I'm going to ask Babelito. Hi, Babelito. What do you identify as?
I identify as a northern southwestern art historian, queer, dragon.
Uh-huh.
That's it. All of that, I think, tells all of my biography. So, but if people ask me, just to not complicate things, I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it easier to say that sometimes?
Yeah.
I just
say that I'm Latino and I like sports.
Yeah. And is there a lot of Latinos or Mexicans at your school?
No,
not really.
So are you guys a lot of the times like the only Mexicans in a room or in a class?
Yeah.
Maybe like one or two in my class mm-hmm. would be Mexican. But other than that, there's like a lot of other race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very diverse school.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So I have a question. So you guys are, what grades are you in?
I'm going to 8th.
¿Y tú?
I'm going to 7th.
Okay. With this past election, when everything was happening, I know sometimes in school they train you to vote. Sometimes you do fake voting. But I wondered if you guys were talking about some of these things that your parents were talking about in the news with Trump winning the election. Was this part of the conversations of school, or you're like, screw it, I'm just going to do my cheer and my drumming?
Actually, during the time of the election with Trump and Hillary, everyone in our school was talking smack about Trump.
Nice.
What were they saying?
Just, they're like, what do you mean he wants to build like a wall or whatever? Just
yeah.
A whole bunch of stuff that were like nonsense that Trump says.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah, it was a lot of political talk. And then there was like those one few people that are like, vote for Trump.
What were you guys do? Like, do you guys talk to those people or?
We were just like, why?
Yeah. We didn't understand this.
Yeah.
So were you guys surprised when Trump was elected president?
Yeah.
Was it a weird day? How did it feel?
It was just like, you kind of saw it coming, but you didn't want it to come.
Yes, I think we all felt like that.
Yeah.
It was definitely a weird day in my school. Everybody looked sad.
It was just all those white kids that were in the with their big smiles all over the place, like, yay!
And you're like, well, I guess I have to build a wall now. Oh my gosh,
that's crazy.
I know,
because we don't think about it. I mean, we talk about it in like amongst adults, but we always forget how these conversations are always going to transfer to the next generations.
Yeah.
And that's why it's cool that you guys are here, so we can talk about some of these things. I know, for example, my nephew kept going to my grandma, to my mom, and be like, oh, like Trump is gonna kick you out. And my mom was like, no, calm down, everything is good.
So what else? Let's see. So what else? This is a great interview so far. You guys can feel free to ask us questions too. We want to open this up as a conversation. So I know, Angelito, you have Angel the Second. El Segundo. You have a lot of questions for me all the time about my art, right? What do you think about my art?
I want to know what inspired you to make papier-mâché.
Papier-mâché art?
Art, yeah.
Well, a lot of my art is about me being Latino and being, I'm half Mexican, half Guatemalan, but you know, like, I'm sure you have friends that aren't Mexican, that are brown, and people just call them Mexican anyway, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes at the beginning, when I first started making art, that's kind of what it was about, like trying to figure out my identity and what people thought I was. And when I started thinking of symbols to represent our identity as, because, you know, our dads are from the same place in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
I thought of the piñata, because every time I go to Mexico, to Durango, there's piñatas there, there's piñatas in the United States. So it became this symbol. And also, I like to play with the idea of, like, what is, like, craft? What is, like, what is high art and what is low art, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can go to a store and just buy a piñata, and is that considered art? Somebody did make that, you know? So that's why I like to make art with paper mache and with paper and like piñatas and stuff, because it kind of goes into all those different ideas.
Do you guys go to Justin's like openings in his galleries, or you just go to the fiestas?
We go to the galleries, yeah.
And you guys go, before Favi, you guys used to go to galleries, or like it's through Favi that you started to go to this,
it
to
was
this spaces?
Through Favi that we just started to go and like the art that he made, and we just supported him from there.
Nice. And what do you think of those spaces, those galleries, the type of art that you see? Do you understand it? Does it make sense?
Yeah, they all have different meanings as to what the artist is.
Yeah.
What has been one of your favorite places that I've shown art? Like, do you remember
Reno.
Any of Reno? Why did you like Reno?
Because it was just incredible how everything on the wall was just paper mache. Everything was like a piñata.
Oh, that's Denver.
That's Denver.
The Denver Art Museum.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's okay. It all looks the same, right?
Yeah.
So the Denver Art Museum, because it was just everything was covered up.
Denver, my bad. I just...
Yeah.
It's all these places that we've been to and...
That look the same.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Do you have questions for Fabi?
Why do you choose the kind of piñata to make? Like, why did you choose to make a life-size car?
Oh. Well, when I make the lowriders, it's because I see the lowrider as a symbol of, like, Chicanos and Mexicanos. So, like... a lowrider, for example, a car is a very American thing. And back in the day, America was like the biggest producer of automobiles. And it was a symbol of like American progress. So then when Latinos got a hold of cars, specifically Mexican Americans, they made it their own art form. So when I do a piñata the size of a car or a copy of a lowrider, it's like paying tribute to that art, because I think finally now people are seeing lowriders
as art.
As art, when before it was looked at as like a hobby or just like
something low,
and it was related to like gang violence or gangs, and now it's seen as more of something that's traditional and something that like we said, high art.
I actually remember when Favi for last year, my
it's
birthday.
It's so weird you call me Favi, but okay, go ahead.
All right.
I remember. For your birthday? Yeah, last year when you made me the Trump piñata.
Did I make you a Trump pinata?
You don't remember?
No.
Oh, you made me the Trump pinata, and then we
you
like
smashed the hell out of it.
We smashed it so hard. And we
was I there?
No.
Oh, okay. That's why you made it for me, because you weren't able to come to my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
After it was like torn down, and kids still kept on punching me.
Nice.
Dude, we literally ripped off the head and placed it in the middle of the table.
Just oh right my there. God. Kathy Griffin's in
did
the
you,
house.
Oh, no. Did you have a piñata this year?
No, not this year.
No, I didn't make you one. I'm sorry. I missed the email.
Are you done with piñatas for your birthday, or he just didn't make one?
No, I think, I don't know.
You're 12, so like, what point do you stop having piñatas at your birthday?
I think we're all kind of done with piñatas at this age.
Oh, I want one for my quince, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Let's get
like,
into that.
I want to get two. Like, one for me to hit only. Like, you know? Like
it's my party and I cry if I want to.
Yes. And the other one for the little kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, this is exciting because you are 13. You're 2 years away from your kids.
You need to start
planning right now.
Now.
I know.
So are you guys going to have a big blowout? With like, what's going to happen?
So the hardest decision is if I'm going to have my quince here or in Mexico.
Or both.
Because if I have in Mexico, I get a car here.
Wow. So wait. She gets a party in Mexico.
Yeah.
But she also gets a car.
But if you have your quince here,
you don't get a car.
You don't get a car.
Because yeah, it's probably because later. It's more expensive.
Yeah.
Mm. And let's go to Mexico. What do you? What is there to think about?
It's like, I don't know if my whole family is going to go.
Who cares? Like, no, I'm just kidding.
My dad's like, he's like, you'll only know which family loves you the most, whoever goes to your quince over there in Mexico.
Well, let me know because it's true. Your dad's right. Let me know. I'll book the flight. If you guys do it, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah,
my dad even said that he will buy the dress here. If she doesn't like any over there, we'll buy it here and then take it over there.
What color you want your dress?
I honestly don't know a theme or anything, but I feel like I need like a light color dress, like maybe a baby pink or a white
instead of those bright color. Yeah, they're a thing right now, but I feel like they're gonna start fading away.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good. She is preceding the trend, so she's thinking ahead because those bright color dresses are gonna go away.
So you want a light one? Because usually back in the day, everybody had white dresses, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't until what, like 10, 15 years ago, that you started seeing all this bright pink and bright blue, and
yeah,
I think they're fun.
So do you have a bunch of friends that are gonna have their quince the same year?
Yeah, a bunch.
And cousins and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into quinces a little bit, because what has been one of your favorite ones that you've attended so far? What is your? Is there like an inspirational one that you're like, damn, this is what I want my quince to be like?
I didn't know the theme, but it made me see it and be like, wow, it's so pretty. That's how I want people to see mine, to be like, wow, this is like great decorated, so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I wanted mine, because I wanted people to come in and be like, wow, this is like.
What did it look like?
It was like Hollywood theme.
Mm.
So it was like a movie premiere. So it was like she was the star person of the movie, and everyone was there for the movie premiere. And there was like a red carpet. And
it was lucky theme. That's Britney Spears. Fun. She's so lucky. She's a star.
Wait, what? I have a question for Angel. Do they do quinceañeras for boys?
No.
I remember my cousin had one.
No.
That's
no.
Twisted, bro.
No, seriously. I know I wanted one, but that's for different reasons.
Yeah.
But my cousin had a quinceañera, and instead of chambelanes, he had all like 14 girls dancing around him. Like it was awesome.
Have you guys ever been to a quince for a boy?
No.
No.
Also, they're not a thing anymore.
Not a thing.
Because I don't know, like maybe. 10 years ago, you started seeing those Quiero Mis 15 in MTV, and they were having four boys, so I think it became like a thing.
Oh, but yeah. TV ruins everything.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about 15 for boys. Why not?
Sure. Equality. So, Aliyah, what does it mean, though? Like, I know the tradition is a long tradition, but to you, what does that party mean?
It means to be around your family, to see that you're gonna finally grow up into a more independent woman, and you're growing, you're stepping up.
Oh yeah,
coming of age.
That's wow. Right. And then Angelito, you're not even gonna have a party, so you're just gonna stay a man child your whole life. That's what that means, right? You don't get a coming of age party. You're gonna fulfill your role as the patriarch. And act like a child your whole life.
You know what? For my 15th birthday, I'm gonna, you know, at the strip over here in Las Vegas, how there's like those ladies with those like huge fluffy things. Yeah, I'm gonna get like five
showgirls.
Yeah,
5 on each side.
You're gonna do the can-can?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, I think your dad can make that happen. He's got connections, right?
I want to be in that party. Am I invited?
Sure, I'll invite you
guys.
Oh,
thank you. That's so nice. Oh, my God. So what kind of gifts you got for this birthday?
I had a lot of clothes. A lot of clothes, money, and
no toys?
Gift cards.
Oh, you're not into toys no more.
I want toys.
But nobody gives you toys.
No one gave me toys.
Speaking of toys, do you guys believe in Santa Claus?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? When did it stop?
Well, me as a child, I was really like suspicious.
Nino Julian.
So when my Nino Julian dressed up as Santa, I was like, why are his shoes looking just like my Nino Julian? Why is my Nino not here? Where is this going?
You were smart.
I was just like, what is this?
And how old were you?
And then Jamilita was crying because she got Cookie Mama.
What is that?
With her DS. It's like her.
She didn't want Cooking Mama?
No, she did. Really wanted. She really
but
wanted.
She was crying. She was so happy.
Yeah. She was so happy. And I'm here like, this ain't Santa. Santa ain't real no more.
Oh, he messed up. He wore his sneakers. Santa wouldn't wear sneakers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And how old were you?
You didn't know. Did you know when you were little?
No.
Oh.
I was just like, oh, cool. Santa's here. Yay.
When do you stop believing in Santa? Or do you ever believe in Santa, Fabi?
I never believed.
You never did? Like, you always knew? Or
yeah, I always knew.
Yeah, I did too. It was just like, I kept on pretending so that they could give me free gifts. More gifts than usual. Like the tooth fairy.
I found out when I was 10. But did then you? I pretended for another 2 years.
Yeah.
Because my 12, I was like, I knew already. But I wanted my bike. And I got a bike. And then I was happy, so I stopped.
My cousins, they tell their parents, their dad, that they still believe in Santa, so they get everything.
Like, they're so smart.
Chantajista.
Pretending to believe in something.
They got a hoverboard.
For a few years.
Noted.
I would pretend to believe in the fairy, tooth fairy. Yeah, and I would get like money all the time until like one day we just started laughing, me and my brother, because my mom's like, don't give it to the tooth fairy, just give it to me. And I was like, how much are you gonna give it to me? Because it was like clean tooth. And she was like nothing. And I was like, no, I'll just wait for the tooth fairy. And she's like, no more. And I was like, me and my brother just started laughing, and then we finally told her that
you knew. Yeah.
But we still exchange our teeth to them for money.
So you have to keep it clean because the cleaner they are, the more money you get?
No, oh, when they come out and mine are like not clean, I go to the bathroom and I put soap on it. And I just start washing it. Bleach it.
Oh my God.
I just put soap on it like this and start rubbing it with my two fingers. That's
okay, crazy. So let's move on from the tooth fairy. And I want to talk about the future for you guys. Like, in the future, Latinos will be the biggest demographic in the United States. It's just fact. It's happening. So you guys are the future. You guys are the people that everybody's going to look up to. You are going to be our leaders. So what do you guys want to be? All saying that, what do you guys want to be when you grow up? Or you know, you guys are actually more grown up than I am, but what do you want to be in a few years?
I honestly still don't know what I want to be, but I do know I want to make a difference in, like, the world and help it.
Help the world.
Yeah.
¿Y tú, Ángel?
Yo quiero ser un futbolista.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
That's what I want to be.
You all are thinking of college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. What do you guys want to study? You don't know yet?
We don't know yet, but I want to go to UNR, UNLV, or UCLA.
Damn. Okay. Well, that's a good start.
Because I don't want to be that far away from my parents.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm long gone.
Aliyah's like, I'm going to New York. See ya.
Aliyah at one point wanted to go to Harvard, actually.
Oh, yeah. You still can, right?
Yeah, just for like, just to the satisfaction that I went to a hard school. Ivy League.
Yeah.
You can do that. There's ways to, once you start in high school, there's ways to prepare yourself for that goal. Like pushing for good grades, pushing for those scholarships. You just need to talk to your counselor, but it's good that you start thinking about that because I started thinking about it late and it didn't happen. But yes, like this is good goals. And you know school names already.
Yeah.
That's badass.
UCLA is my top pick.
Because you want to be in LA or?
No, because like I heard it's one of the best schools. Mm-hmm. Out of those three, that would be a good choice. So it's my top. That's what I'm going for.
Wow. Mm. Those are good goals.
Yeah.
What were you thinking about college when you were 12?
When I was 12? Uh-huh. No. I was thinking about like, I wonder if my grandma's going to take me to eat chicken nuggets on Sunday. That's what I was thinking about. Like, man, I hope they give me an extra barbecue sauce.
I hope they don't charge me for the ranch.
Real. That's so real.
Very well.
Oh my god.
You know what? I'm just gonna ask for my Domingo now that it's Sunday.
I can order it myself. I don't need my grandma to take me. Oh my gosh. Well, let's get into that because I know that we're all fans. Maybe not Babelito, but Aliyah and Angel and myself are fans of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Why? And a lot of people hate Taco Bell, and I understand. Right, and we were just talking about fake Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's something about Taco Bell that just keeps us going back.
Yeah.
What is it? Can you guys help me
nail it down? They made tacos. The taco shells are Doritos.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's just, if you like Doritos and you like tacos, they just made it into one, and there you have it.
Brilliant,
right? It's just like, who would have thought of that?
What's your favorite? Is that your favorite meal? I mean, your favorite thing?
I like the Flamin' Hot.
There's a Flamin' Hot Dorito taco?
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta go.
Love those tacos.
Bye.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They have the cool ranch, the nacho, and the Flamin' Hot.
Oh my gosh.
I can't.
What do you usually get
with this conversation?
I usually get one nacho and one Flamin' Hot.
Oh.
And then if I'm really hungry, then a burrito.
No, I actually, I get a Flamin' Hot, and then I get the loaded potato.
Oh, with the cheese. Cheesy potatoes?
No. It's a burrito. It's from the loaded burritos,
uh-huh.
And it's like three of them. It's called like the loaded potato, and then loaded this and loaded that. But it's like a burrito, and it has cheese, like little tater tots.
Yeah.
Bacon and crema.
Oh my god. How do you guys feel?
I like how the whitest thing in the burrito becomes Spanish.
You know, I think that's the key to fake Mexican food is like the crema.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like the cheese and crema ratio is different than it is in like real Mexican food, right?
Yeah.
Well,
it's a temperature thing.
Yeah.
I mean
it depends because I never used to put sour cream on anything.
Yeah.
And then we have a family member, or like it's a friend, but he's like a family member. He's from Guadalajara, and he puts cream on everything.
Yeah.
And he said that in Guadalajara too, like, but it's not sour cream. It's another different type of crema. Yeah. So when people say like, oh, when you put sour cream, it's not real Mexican. I'm like, well, maybe it is.
Well, if you eat elote with sour cream.
See, I eat elote with butter, but then people eat elote with mayonesa.
Yeah.
Que se te sube a la cabeza.
Yeah. Yo me lo como con mayonesa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I eat it with mayonesa.
You put chile on it?
Yeah, like tajin and Valentina.
Damn, he knows.
That's a loaded cup of
I do that elotes. With my mangoes también.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, mangoes.
Allá in Puerto Peñasco.
Uh huh.
I always get like a mango, and they cut it up like in a flower shape, kind of.
Yes.
And then they put tajin and yes. Valentina Ooh. Y limón
and chamoy. Oh.
Dios it's mío,
good. It's so good.
Did when I went to Puerto Peñasco this year, you guys were there, right?
In spring break.
We went, right?
Yeah. I remember.
My sister for my nephew's birthday is getting a taquero and a manguero and elotero. I mean, everybody has their mouth.
Wait, mangoes, tacos, and elote?
Yes, I can't wait. It's gonna be
so
good.
I remember for Aaliyah's birthday.
I'm gonna be in Albuquerque. I'm so sad.
That's why I'm not going with you to Albuquerque.
Oh my god!
I was thinking of going, and she's like, "Oh, we're gonna get an elotero who's gonna do mangoes." I'm like, "Sorry, Justin, I'm not gonna."
I'm already at the party.
Oh, CDs, can you please push the party of a week, please, for me? Oh man, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I love the snacks in Mexico, just like the street food everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think that's my favorite. Like when I went to Puebla, they just like would make quesadillas on the side of the
you
street.
You know what? Allá in La Feria de Santiago,
uh-huh.
over there in Durango, they make a lot of food. And they have like mangoes, but they have pancakes. Like
tell us all about it,
not
please.
Not crepas, actual like pancakes. They make
they
it
call
like
them
huge.
Hotcakes.
Yeah,
hotcakes.
Cakes.
Uh-huh.
And they make
what
them
they put
huge.
Them on?
They put what is it called?
Lechera.
Yeah, they put lechera.
Cajeta.
They put cajeta, and then they just put a whole bunch of stuff on it. Or you could ask it with everything, or you could ask like whatever you want on it. And then they also made like homemade chips. They grab potatoes and they get the potato cutter and then they grab like a fryer and uh-huh. then just like throw them in there.
Like those big copper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They're delicious.
What else?
With
what
chile
else?
Y limón.
With chile and limón, yeah.
Damn.
We just ate a baby of a burrito and we've been talking about food for like 20 minutes. It is the best thing about going to Mexico, no?
Yeah.
Just eat and eat. My sister doesn't go as often, and last time we went to Puerto Peñasco, that's all we did. We went to the ocean, come out, go get street food, back in the ocean, come out, more street food, anything with chamoy she will eat.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It is.
But there's a positives and negatives about Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The negatives are like the mosquitoes.
Oh.
Well, it depends on the area, but yeah. especially in humid places.
You don't see a lot of mosquitoes here in Las Vegas.
Or flies.
There's a lot of different species of, I don't even know.
Yeah. What are some positives, though?
More positives would be just like the liberty over there.
Why do you feel
talk about that?
Why do you feel free over there? What's
because
liberating
like,
about it?
Over here, you need a license for a quad or a car. Over there, you see 5-year-olds driving a car.
That's true.
And since it's such a little town, it's like you get a walk to your friend's house.
What's the town called?
Carreras
Durango.
Yeah.
All right. So you just and your parents don't worry about you over there?
We check in every hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're just hanging out, yeah. riding quads around.
And you know everyone over there, too.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, not even that much people, so you just know everyone.
So who's your best Mexican friend from Carreras?
Like, that live there?
Uh-huh.
I have a friend.
Give them a shout out.
I have a friend named Richard and Rafa.
Like They're, Richard or yeah. Ricardo?
Ricardo, uh-huh. but we call him Richard.
Okay.
And then Rafa is Rafael, pero nomás we just say Rafa.
The nickname, uh-huh. yeah.
And they're cousins, and like their dad is the one who built our house over there.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, in that time I was like hanging out with them, but yeah, they're really funny.
That's cool.
They're really cool.
And you?
My friend is actually from Tepehuanes, which is like 3 minutes away from mm-hmm. Carreras, and her name's Yvonne. So, shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know Yvonne.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yvonne, Luisito, and
Abby.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Their dad has a taqueria. Do they still have it?
Yeah.
Shout out to El Pastorcito. If you're in Tepehuanes, check them out.
Yeah.
It's delicious. I work there in the
they
summer.
They actually make good American food. Like other places over there in Tepehuanes don't make good Mexican, like, American food, but they make pretty good pizza.
What do they make? Like what? Pizza
They make pizza.
Hot tubs?
Do they put ketchup in the pizza?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Cut up weenies?
No.
They actually use pepperoni?
No.
They use pepperoni.
In their pizzas, you could get salchichas.
Yeah, you could get salchichas.
See, I knew there was a weenie in there somewhere.
Yeah. And fries. They actually make pretty bomb fries over there.
So when you guys are like, damn, we miss hamburgers, but you guys go there?
The hamburgers are different.
Hamburgers are huge.
How are they different?
They're like... You know, they have the bun and all that, but they're like tortas, kind of.
Oh,
it's like asada, and it has jalapenos, and it has the lettuce. Not the lettuce that you see in this hamburger, it's like the cut-up lettuce that they put in tacos.
Oh. Damn. What else do they put? They put aguacate.
Yeah.
Hella mayonnaise.
Yeah. Right? You could ask for no mayonnaise, because their mayonnaise and their ketchup is way different.
Their ketchup kind of tastes like sink water mixed with ketchup.
It's really bad.
Sink water mixed with
that's
what?
So true.
It's not good.
You know, for a
sink water mixed with what?
Ketchup.
Oh.
Damn,
you know, for a
that's
while,
accurate.
But for a while, I used to go to, like, I go to Mexico once a year, and, like, for a while, I was just bringing ketchup from here.
Oh, yeah, we do that,
we
too.
Do that. And they have, they do not have any salad seasoning over there.
They don't have what?
That's true.
They don't have any salad seasoning. It's
lemon.
No dressing. When they serve a salad.
Or, dressing.
I mean, there's everything, but most of the times they just put like lime.
Exactly.
So you guys take your own ranch over there?
Yeah. And Italian dressing.
Yeah.
Damn. See, that's my family right there. They know what's up.
It's so true. It's so true.
Wow.
Oh my god. Oh my
and there's gosh. Another place that we went to a lot this year. It's called the 1900 restaurant, and it's like really good. They're like known for their milanesas.
Uh-huh.
And they're so good.
What is a milanesa?
It's like a steak. It's like breaded steak, and then in the middle of it there's cheese and ham.
Wow.
And then they serve it with some spaghetti and fries.
Oh my god, this sounds amazing.
And salad.
With no dressing.
They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you. Okay, so it's just, I know what milanesa is, but just in case there's listeners that don't know what it is.
It's breaded.
It's a breaded
steak.
It's a steak with flattened out.
Yeah.
With cheese, ham, and then they bread it and then
they fry it.
They fry it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you get, on top of that, you get spaghetti with it.
Yeah,
you get fries. Spaghetti on the side and fries.
My
and
mouth
then they
just
put
watered.
The salad with only lime on it.
There's something about spaghetti. Like, I remember going to parties in Mexico. I mean, I still do. And they serve the mole with a spaghetti. And first I was like, nope, why? And now I need spaghetti, like with that cheap tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And spaghetti with mole. Yes, it's the best.
Well, it's funny you mentioned mole because when I was little, I didn't like mole.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if you guys like mole because it took me a long time to get into it.
I don't really like mole.
What do you think about mole?
I've only had it like once where I actually tried it.
Was it a party?
It was at church. It was like a Christmas kind of party after church. I didn't really like it. It was kind of like wheat and it was like weird.
Mm-hmm.
Same here. Like the same day. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So you eat meat breaded with ham and cheese and spaghetti, but you won't eat mole?
No.
You're like, I'll have a pizza with cut up hot dogs, but skip the mole, please. But that's the difference because we're norteños. Like Durango is considered the north of Mexico, right?
Yeah.
And mole is like from the south, like from Oaxaca, from Puebla. So it's different because we didn't really grow up eating it. So you only see it around Christmas or like special occasions. When like one of your tios like brings his girlfriend around and she cooks mole because she's not from around these parts.
With that Doña Maria stuff, I hate it.
Yeah.
Shout out to La Guelaguetza because we tried their mole.
Oh.
My family went crazy. Dude. Shout out to Supermamas. Good stuff. Yes.
Yeah. There are friends. We have friends in LA who have this restaurant and they have really, really good mole. So you have to go to a place that does
knows how to make mole.
Yeah,
and you'll change your mind.
So next time we go to LA, we're going to go to the Guelaguetza to show you guys what mole is all about. Because it's the bomb.
He's like, all right, let's do it.
It's going to. And anything else that you guys think is gross right now? Like, what's your least favorite food?
Tomatoes.
Oh.
Nature.
Cooked and uncooked and raw? Just any way you fry them.
I can't stand tomatoes.
So, okay, you have very harsh words for Mexican ketchup, yet you don't eat tomatoes. That's very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I eat ketchup. I just won't eat tomatoes. I eat the spaghetti, but I will not eat tomatoes.
So you just like the liquefied tomatoes. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like shrimp.
And it makes me gag because...
Tomatoes do?
No, not the fact tomatoes just by itself make me gag. But the thing is, my grandma used to live with us from my mom's side. Uh-huh. And she used to grab tomatoes and just eat it like an apple.
Because they're good.
With a little salt?
Apple. And I was just like... Oh my god. I would just hear her biting into the tomato and then just juice dripping down her chin. And I was like, oh.
Visual representation for all of you.
Yeah, viewers. Thank you for painting that picture. What's your favorite food here in America? Because we talked about Mexican food. You said tacos. You said sopes.
Yeah.
And then, here.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
That's my favorite restaurant here.
Do you like chicken wings?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I love pizza. It makes me happy.
Yeah, pizza's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I love pizza too.
My thing to go when I'm in Mexico, the second I arrive to Mexico, I want an In-N-Out burger.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you come back from Mexico.
As soon as I know that I'm not
buy
an In-N-Out, I want it. And I think about it every single day.
It's funny because I never crave In-N-Out. And as soon as I get there, I'm like, I really want an In-N-Out burger.
Really?
Yes.
Because you don't have the American food with you anymore.
What I crave is Asian food. Like when I go to Mexico.
It takes me a couple of weeks, but yes.
Damn, yeah. I want some Thai food or like some Korean food.
Actually, it's funny because we were all craving a hothead burrito, which is also fake Mexican food.
What the you were craving fake Mexican food when you were in Mexico? Yeah.
Because we got to just say it, it's just American food, right?
Yeah.
You just miss your old comfort foods.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. So before we go, before we take a little break, I want to ask you a question because on a lot of podcasts, they've been talking about this new word that a lot of people are using. It's not that new, but whatever.
It is.
It's Latinx. Have you guys heard the word Latinx or Latinx? Before?
No.
Nobody? You know, nobody's ever seen it or heard it?
Or used it?
So it's just the word like Latino. I'm going to write Latina. It down for you guys. So Latino is with an O, right? And then Latinx is the same word, but then they just put an X at the end.
And one of the reasons they do it is, you know, in Spanish, everything has like a gender. It's either male or female. Mm. El micrófono, la casa.
Yeah.
So to avoid that, they get rid of the last vowel. It's a vowel.
Yeah.
And they add an X. So it's like everybody's the same.
So it doesn't have it's not gendered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So because when we say Latino, I mean, that's the default in Spanish, right? So... to avoid saying Latino, Latina, or Latinao, which people used to say, now people just say Latinx or Latinx. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's pretty smart because then you're like, oh, you're Latino and you're really a girl. So it's like not gender specific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think about it?
It's weird. But like,
why is it weird?
It'll get some... we're going to have some time to get used to... people just going up to you and be like, oh, you're Latinx.
Yeah.
You know?
It sounds like a thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like...
it sounds like a product.
I guess it's smart.
What popped out in my head? It's like my head was like the double X beer.
Oh, Dos Equis. What were you going to say, Angel?
It sounds like a product that they're trying to sell on TV, but like... it didn't make any successful buys.
Damn. That was a
throwing
truth.
The bombs.
That was a truth bomb right there.
But I guess it's smart.
Because
it makes sense that people aren't like, that we're all treated equally.
Right. So it's more, like Aliyah said, it's not gender specific. So it's more inclusive.
Yeah.
Right? So... I actually have one more question. So when you're in Mexico, what do you identify in Mexico as? Do people call you something different there?
Do you go like, we're Latinx?
We're Latinos in Mexico. Or do you say you're Latino?
Or you just don't?
Or what do you tell? What do
you? I just say, soy de America.
You're American over there.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, since we could speak Spanish and we know everything, we're like Latinos, but more that were born in America. So they kind of have like that American twist, you know? Oh. So like,
yeah. Do people make fun?
No.
Actually, when I tell them that I'm from Las Vegas, they're like, what? Oh, you're from Las Vegas? How, really? What could you do over there? Like, is how different is it? And they just start, like, popping up with a whole bunch of questions and all that.
How do you say this in English, you know?
And we're just like, it's never that serious. It's just like,
yeah.
It's cool over here, too, though.
Yeah. So what about the other way around? When you tell people you're from Mexico, have you got like bad reactions or something like that?
No one thinks that I'm Mexican.
No one thinks I'm Mexican too.
What? Because you guys are so white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, I thought you were just like born here white because like.
But you were born here.
Yeah, they were like, I thought you were born here and you were white, like, you know, American, average
but
American
family.
But we're
the only generation. But we tell them like. We're the only generation in our family that were actually born in America. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you have to represent because of that? Or do you sometimes don't tell people that you're Mexican?
No, I feel good that I'm Mexican. Mm-hmm. I'm not
scared. I love telling people. It's like, I know another language.
Yeah. Yes. You have another skill, right?
Yeah.
You have a personality. Yeah. Just kidding. You have a culture to share, right?
Yeah.
And that's important that your parents... educated you guys to be proud of who you are. And I think maybe you don't see it right now, but I think you do because you guys are smart. But the fact that you guys go back to Mexico so much and have the privilege, because a lot of people cannot go back. Yeah. A lot of people have to stay here in the States and cannot see their family.
Yeah.
So the fact that you guys can go and spend time and see the difference in the cultures and appreciate both cultures is going to be very good for you guys when you grow up. So that's awesome. That's very, very awesome. Yeah. Shout out to your parents.
Yes, shout out.
My dad's always telling us, like, when you guys get children, you guys better bring them over here, too. You guys better make them come over here to spend time with us, too.
Yeah. Your mom and dad taking you to Mexico every year is a way for you guys to know your roots.
Grounded.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And grounded. Because I know when I used to go, I used to be like, oh, my God, this is... I used to be so proud to be from Mexico when I would come back because I would have a blast while I was there seeing everybody.
It is fun. It's like seeing all your friends in one like town.
Yeah.
So you guys go once a year or you go more often than that?
No, we go two times.
Oh, nice.
Just in different places. We go one time for spring break, usually like 5 to 7 days.
Uh-huh.
And then the other time for summer, we go for a month. And that's where my dad grew up.
Okay, in Durango.
Yeah.
That's very nice. And I always understand that this is a privilege you guys have, and it's not a right. So I always treasure that because you never know what's going to happen. We have a crazy guy in the presidency.
Yeah.
And when, you know, who knows? So, like, have fun. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll be back with some recommendations and we'll wrap up the show.
Join Favi Fav and Babalito of the podcast Latinos Who Lunch on Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. for a special Spanglish tour of the Neon Boneyard. This family-friendly tour will celebrate and highlight the role of Latinos in shaping Las Vegas through labor, entertainment, and community building. Note: this tour will be delivered in Spanglish, a mixture of Spanish and English. Knowledge of Spanish is highly encouraged. This tour is also brought to you by Nevada Humanities. And now, Latinos Who Lunch listeners can get a discount. That's right, $5 off the tour by entering code Latinos Who Lunch. One more time for the people in the back. Latinos Who Lunch listeners will get a special discount by entering offer code Latinos Who Lunch for a special Spanglish tour Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Please join us.
And we're back.
All right, so we are back from our break, and we're here with recommendations.
This is a part of the show where if we're into a show or an album or a TV something or a book, you can recommend for everybody to listen or to watch or to read. So who wants to go first? Orale, Angel, take it away.
I recommend a show from Mexico that's called El Chavo del Ocho.
Okay. Brilliant. What is that show about? Tell me everything.
This show is about these kids that just live in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And they just do very funny stuff.
Like what?
In the show. They're like, they were like, just, it's like a comedian show.
Okay.
It's just like, so, and then you could get a few laughs, you know? And they also made an animated series of it.
Oh, yes. Cartoons are funny.
The cartoons are very funny, too, especially since it's like, it's a cartoon, so you could add on things that you can't add on, like, in real life, like the little stars that float above your head when you get knocked out or something.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like they're on Netflix, the cartoons. Yeah, okay. That's a good
one. Both, the cartoon and the reality one.
What is your favorite character in those series?
Definitely El Chavo.
Ay, perdón.
Jeez, like.
Dude, he's a man.
There's no question. Hello.
I'm a Chilindrina. Character. Like, I love La Chilindrina.
La Chilindrina. She's funny también.
Yeah.
She like, she's in love with El Chavo, que no?
I don't know. That's that's a plot twist.
She is, though, right?
Yeah,
she's like low-key obsessed. Right?
Yeah. I never thought about it.
Is she?
Yeah, she is.
You guys are ruining my childhood right now.
No, your childhood.
My childhood.
Okay. Aaliyah, do you have a recommendation?
I recommend this book that is called Land of Stories,
mm-hmm.
and it has different series, and it's about these kids that are, they open a fairy tale book,
mm-hmm.
and they're able to travel into the story and like become in it, and there's like a lot of plot twists and turns, and it's really fascinating.
Nice. Whoa. I bet that's gonna become a movie soon.
Yeah.
Is it a popular book?
Yeah, I think it is. There's a lot of series to the book. I'm on the third book.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Say the name of the book again.
Land of Stories.
Land of Stories. Awesome.
You too, Favi?
Well, you know, I don't read or watch TV, so thank you for those recommendations. I'm going to get on that. But I do love to watch YouTube. So, like, before I go to bed, mm-hmm. I'll usually watch a little bit of YouTube. And do you guys watch YouTube? Do kids do that still?
Yeah,
okay.
A lot.
Okay, good. I'm still cool, right?
There's like this thing. There's like a whole thing in YouTube with one person started something.
Yeah.
So it's like now a whole bunch of people that are roasting each other.
Oh, like different YouTubers
yeah.
like go on each other's channels and roast each other
yeah.
or on their own channels?
No, they go on their own channels and uh-huh. they're roasting each other.
But you have to know who they are for it to be funny,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I was just thinking that if I go to one of those, I will have no
Yeah, because all
idea.
I know is like Mario Aguilar, Deborah Livas, and that's it. Like, who, I don't know anybody else. But so back to YouTube, I get stuck like kind of watching the same things. And because Jay-Z came out with that music video about Friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of behind the scenes of Friends YouTube videos mm-hmm. coming up on my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other day, there's this channel by The Hollywood Reporter who does these really amazing roundtable discussions mm-hmm. with different cultural producers or influencers.
Mm-hmm.
So the one I watched recently was with Leah Remini.
Oh,
RuPaul.
My God. Oh my God.
Kris Jenner. And does she still go by Kris Jenner? And like the lady that produced Snoop and Martha's show. I don't know what it's called. Like, anyway, mm-hmm. it was a roundtable discussion about reality television.
Nice.
And they're really in depth and really cool. So check that out.
And maybe I'm pushing you to do a recommendation you don't want, but you were talking about all these videos you saw, interviews with the Reclaiming My Time. Which one was
that? Oh, yeah. So I love watching the Breakfast Club's videos, even though they're really problematic and they ask some really dumb questions sometimes, but so do we, so whatever. But
Maxine Waters on there was awesome. Yeah. Yes. That just came out. Well, this is going to come out like a month from now, but you can go back and watch it on YouTube. We'll put it on our website.
She under the links. Them.
She schools everybody. Yeah. She schools everybody.
So I have a recommendation. I've been listening again. A lot of Latinx podcasts are coming out almost weekly, and we don't have enough space to talk about them, but there's one that I've been listening to, and the name of the show is Cerebronas. Mm-hmm. And it's a show, I think they are two law students, and they always bring a case that has to deal with the Latinx community. And for example, in the latest episode, which came out in August 2nd, so it was like a month ago, the title of the episode is Whole Complexity, and they talk about gentrification in Boyle Heights, but they broke it down. They broke it down to law. They broke it down to specific cases. What does it mean to protest? How are you supposed to protest that gentrification? It is absolutely brilliant. So again, if you're interested in this type of things, the name of the podcast is by two Latinas and it's called Cerebronas.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I listen to them. They're good.
They're good. Yes.
They get into it.
Like detail.
Deep.
Yes.
Deep dives. So speaking of gentrification, do you guys know what that means?
No.
No.
Okay. Cool. You're part of the problem. No, I'm part of the problem. I'm over here.
But you're almost out, dude.
In an art studio. In the hood. No. I'm going to stop talking now. Okay.
Please.
Well, thank you so much for that recommendation. I think we're running out of time. So I just want to thank you, Alia and Angel, for being on our show. Do you have any final thoughts, nugget of wisdom you want to share? A quote, an inspirational quote.
A joke.
No.
No, I got nothing.
Thank you. Tell your dad thank you for the burro tototes, because they're not burritos, they're burrotes.
Yeah.
They were amazing. And thank you guys for being on the show. I think we learned a lot.
Thank you guys for inviting us.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. And as always, you can find us at latinoswholunch.com. If you have an email you want to send us, go ahead and send that to latinoswholunch@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. And as Babelito mentioned before, we're going to try to include more listener letters in our regular episodes. So go ahead if you have any questions, if you want some advice. I mean, we are probably not going to give you good advice, but we'd love to read your letters anyway. And as I always mention, please, if you have a minute, go on iTunes, also called Apple Podcasts, and rate us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are, and visibility is
essential.
Find us at Latinos Who Lunch on Twitter, on Instagram. We're on Facebook.
Stitcher.
You can listen to us on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Google it, loca.
I'm Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Bye. Bye.